Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh boy, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. I know what's going on. We all know what's going on. I guess I'll say good to be with you, but that really hurt last night. That really, really, really hurt and obviously angered us. And we'll talk about it today. One of the worst losses we've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. Certainly one of the worst losses ever from the 76ers. A total collapse. Joel and Seth Curry just getting no help from anyone. Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris, brutal. It really could be a process-defining loss, and obviously puts the 76ers season on the brink. We'll break it down every which way we can, and certainly want to hear from you. We're going to go to the phones early. We're going to go to the phones often, and we want to hear from you today. Your reaction to what happened last night, 215-592-9494. Just hop aboard the phone lines to react, to vent, to say what you want about Ben Simmons, about Tobias Harris, about the collapse, about the season being on the brink. It's all there for you, 215-592-9494. Phils did get a win, but obviously that'll take a big back seat today. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, bud.
When Disneyland opened in 1955,
yep.
Tomorrowland represented a city from 1986.
Wow. That's pretty good stuff.
So there's always Tomorrowland, Joe.
Tomorrow.
There's Tomorrowland.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrowland, where Ben Simmons doesn't live. In a Sixer uniform.
I see what you're saying. Well, he lives there tomorrow. The question is, does he live there on Saturday? Or does he live there on Monday? Look, we'll say, hey, everyone, again, 215-592-9494. Let me just start off by saying, before I express sort of the immense frustration and anger I feel, just what disappointment I feel and shock. John, I'm stunned. I can't believe it happened. And it hurts as a Philadelphia sports fan. I mean, we have put, for so many years, so many eggs in the basket of the 76ers to be a team that could do this. And to really feel this year, you know, the pathway was open. All these injuries, and I'm not saying it's over, but my God, does last night hurt. This was a historically unique loss in Philadelphia sports. To me, the worst loss the 76ers have had in at least 3.5 decades. It's up there. I mean, it's ironic. We were just talking yesterday, worst losses in Philly sports history. I mean, you got Game 6 of the 93 World Series. You got Game 4 of the 93 World Series. You got the Bucks game, Eagles-Tampa. I mean, this is up there, man. This one really, really hurt. And, again, we'll react.
Well, you're not saying it's over.
No, I'm not saying it's over. You think it's over?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's
this
over.
This loss was cataclysmic.
It's brutal. Let me just say this on Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is a pathetic, weak-minded, undeveloped offensive player. He is weak. He is really weak. He took 4 shots last night. He took 1 in the second half for the second consecutive game. It's not even addressing the free throws. As he took 1 shot in the second half of a playoff game when his team needed him. They needed him. You know, Joel did not come up particularly big in the fourth quarter. That's obvious. But he played a magnificent first 3 quarters. He was near 40 points. You know, maybe there was an expenditure of energy. You know, maybe the moment for Embiid even got a little big. Maybe the offense just got out of whack. All Ben had to do was score like 1 or 2 baskets to try to just stop this rally. I mean, Atlanta was down so big, and their comeback really took so long. It really only required like 1 or 2 baskets just to put Atlanta back. When Atlanta gets it near like 8 points, push it back to 10. When they get to 4, push it back to 6. At some point, just push him back. And he is either unwilling to engage in being an offensive basketball player with a mindset to shoot and score. He's either unwilling or he's unable.
We know he's unable.
Anything like it in my life, John. Take
he's
it.
He's unable. I no longer believe this team will win, you know, despite its shortcomings. Ben, in parentheses, because the Hawks are too good at taking advantage of said shortcomings. Ben, in parentheses. They force him to do what he doesn't want to do, and they won because of it, in large part because of it last night. And Joel was too gassed, and Ben's fear of sucking is proliferating now. Tobias caught it.
Yeah, he did.
And that's a whole other thing.
Tobias was terrible.
This cements Ben's departure. If there was any question previously, there's no question any longer. Please stop denying the obvious, the inevitable. The worst part is Ben's stock couldn't be lower. We're going to have to trade him anyway.
Oh, that hurts.
But Ben has shown zero commitment to improve in 5 years.
Yeah, I know.
He knows it's necessary. He posts those videos to assuage us, essentially. Like, he knows it's necessary, but he doesn't do what's required to win, which is work and change and improve.
Yeah.
Anything necessary to win. And he skates by year after year after year, and he's told it's okay, it's good enough. You know, no, it's not good enough for professional basketball any longer. And last night, and really the postseason, continues to prove this out. Now, last year it didn't, because remember, fortunately for his sake, he was hurt.
Yeah, yep.
So we didn't see this falling by the wayside, the TJ McConnell starts instead of you type situation.
Or Shake Milton.
Shake last
has to play. Has to play last. The thing, I want everyone to think about it. They had to go to Shake Milton last night, who's, you know, an okay role player.
Yeah.
From about the
on the line.
From about the 4-minute mark to the 2-minute mark.
Because he wasn't good enough to be out there on the court, because they would have taken advantage of our weak spot, and that's what good teams do.
And that, by the way,
especially
accelerated
in the postseason.
The free throw. Look, there's a lot of blame to go around in the fourth quarter last night, but his free throw shooting accelerated the whole thing. It really did. I mean, 4 for 14 from the line is just beyond belief. And let me just say this.
Hold on. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, John. Go ahead.
I have no doubt that it's over for Ben. I have no doubt it's over for the team. I think last night is too much to overcome. Like, yeah, sure, they might win in Atlanta, but this series, they will be bested by the Atlanta Hawks. They are a broken team. This is hard to put this back together. And I personally, as a fan, I refuse to put up with a liability guiding this team any longer. I am so out. He is afraid. He is a liability. And Ben Simmons is a loser. I don't want a loser as our point guard.
Well, look, there's a lot there, and everyone can react. 215-592-9494. I'll tell you, John, if I were Joel Embiid, I would be out of my mind. Playing with a torn meniscus, playing as well as he has.
No, he is out of his mind.
I think
not speaking last night.
Yeah, not speaking after
that
the game.
That says a lot.
It does say a lot. I mean, and you know, the Ben Simmons detractors, I said it the wrong way, the Ben Simmons defenders, and they're out there. I know they're out there. Now, maybe there's less today than there were 24 hours ago, but what do you have to say now? I mean, there's a reason why we kept talking about Ben's deficiencies. Not because we wanted to. Not because we wanted to dwell on the negative these last many weeks or months. Because so many of us, John, me, so many of us kept saying to everyone else, wait until the games get real in the playoffs. Wait until face a better team. And I don't mean better than the Sixers, because I actually don't think the Hawks are better than the Sixers. But, you know, a decent team. The Sixers should have won the series in 5. They really should have. The series should have been over in 5. By the way, if they actually do somehow win the series, it's going to take 7 games, which has an effect on next series. If I'm Joel, I'm out of my mind. And I got to say this also, because we're taking a big bite out of Ben, and rightfully so. But I got to take a bite out of Doc Rivers also. I really do right now. Because, and I predicted this. I'm not patting myself on the back. I mean, John and I both said this. He didn't push Ben enough. He just didn't. He didn't push Ben enough. And he did something that I don't know if I actually ever really remember ever as a Philadelphia sports fan. Somehow in the process of not pushing his player enough to make him a better player and improve him, he simultaneously found a way multiple times in recent weeks to chastise Philadelphia sports fans. I mean, Doc Rivers literally in these Zoom press conferences during the Wizards series was coming after all of us. I don't mean us, the media. I mean us, Philadelphia sports fans. Oh, you don't know what you got. He's a treasure. I mean, it was such nonsense. And it's why people like John and I and so many others, millions, were saying, yeah, but Doc, you're going to face a team better than the Wizards. And it might bite you in the ass. I am so disgusted with how an adult, and Doc Rivers is an adult, and he's a guy that I admire. I mean, he was a quality player. He's had a successful run as a coach. He's an admired figure in the NBA. But he was weak on Ben's weakness, and he was out of line coming after Philadelphia sports fans. And he did. Let's go back just about 2 weeks ago, the start of the Wizards series. You might remember Ben scored very little but had a ton of rebounds, a ton of assists, post-game interaction. Doc asked about it. Shame on you, he said. Shame on us? Listen to Doc about 2 weeks ago.
Doc, a lot has been made about Ben only scoring 6 points, even though he had 15 rebounds and 15 assists.
Only in Philadelphia.
Well, I wanted to get your reaction on people's reaction to Ben. I know what you think of him.
Honestly, I have zero reaction. I really do. Like, if you guys don't know the treasure you have by now, then shame on everyone. I'm amazed that people don't see what he does. And we're so caught up in this, the amount of points he scored. I think we scored 100 and what was, I don't even know what we scored.
125.
Yeah, like, does it matter if Ben had all 125, would we be mad that Joel didn't score? You know, like, who cares who scores as long as we're scoring?
Who cares? He actually said, who cares? Yeah, I care, Doc. Because we all knew the goal, like when this whole process started like 6-7 years ago, whatever year it was, the goal wasn't to beat the Washington Wizards in the first round. The goal was to win an NBA championship. And the village idiot knew 4 or 5 years ago that Ben Simmons was a player with major deficiencies. And we all hoped, and many of us thought, hey, listen, he'll at least improve. He'll probably improve a pretty good amount because he's like a zero as a shooter. He can't possibly go through his whole life in the NBA as a zero shooter, a guy unwilling. There's no way that maintains for half a decade.
He can't possibly get worse.
Yeah, he's gotten worse.
He's gotten worse.
And Doc, a couple days after that one during the Wizards series, with more nonsense during that series, basically telling fans what to do. What a joke. Celebrate him. One more from Doc. I got to get this one off my chest and then to the phone calls. Criticizing like everyone, the media, Philadelphia sports fan, Sixers fan. He actually uses the phrase, I just don't understand. What don't you understand, Doc? Listen to this one again, back about 2 weeks ago during the Wizards series.
You guys keep this Ben Simmons narrative alive, which to me is freaking insane how good this guy is and all the things he does. Ben is not a 40-point guy. It's not what he does. He does other things for your team. And I just don't understand why that's not sinking in our city.
Do you understand, like, now, Doc? Do you understand? Doc, do you understand what we were saying? You had, like, 8 months with this guy. So I just want everyone to understand, I am primarily, obviously, annoyed with Ben Simmons. It's 5 years here in Philly, okay? But Doc Rivers has had a season to work with him. He didn't push him enough. And he did the unbelievable thing of chastising, like we're children that don't understand, chastising Philadelphia sports fans. And this season's got a real shot to go right down the tubes.
I wonder if Doc would say Ben did great things last night on defense.
What?
Because Trey Young had 39.
I know. Let's go to the phones. 2-1.
Trey Young was unstoppable.
Oh, he was great. I mean,
even with Ben guarding him the whole game.
But here's the thing. Generally speaking, in the NBA, one-on-one, almost always, I don't want to say almost always, but often, great offense generally beats great defense in the NBA one-on-one. And listen, credit Trey Young and that Hawks team. They came back. Lou Williams actually kind of got him going.
Lou Williams was huge.
Lou Williams, who maybe is near retirement.
Who's never had a good playoffs in his life until now.
I mean, he went in the throwback machine, and I'll always like Lou. And you know what Lou's got? He's got guts. He's got guts. Ben Simmons doesn't have guts. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's hear the fire from you. What you make of last night's game. Ben, again, we don't want to let Tobias off the hook. He was dreadful. Doc, the lack of development of Ben, and just the absolute – I'm dumbfounded what happened last night. To the phones, Josh and Maniunk. Hey, Josh.
Boys, I have three words. Trust the process. What a joke. What a joke. This guy sucks, okay? Simmons sucks. You got Doc Rivers, who's an enabler. Oh, let's let him do this. He's so great. Let's insult the Philadelphia intelligence.
Yep.
Please do, Doc. We don't know basketball. We don't know what it takes to shoot a basketball. You know, screw him. Screw Tobias Harris. He's a fraud, too. But Ben Simmons, hey, guess what? Now you're starting to use the Carson Wentz line. I've got to do more. You think, man? You suck, okay? A 40-point scorer? You're not a 14-point scorer. Get out of my city. Watch this process. This is what tanking does. Hey, Sam Hinkie and all those Sam Hinkie nights. They're so awesome. You guys are losers. You're losers. The basketball gods are smiling down. You had a 26-point lead, and you lost last night. Keep doing it. Trust that. Yeah, trust this process. You're flush. Good night.
All right, Josh. Well, I was a Hinkie guy, so that part, it doesn't resonate with me. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy.
Game last night was absolutely horrible, but at the same time, it's what I expected. That's just what Philly teams do. It's the biggest game of their young kids' life, and it's okay. It's a learning experience for us. But for Embiid, I was just talking to a guy at the store about this. For Embiid to be, he's either off or he's on. You know what I mean? He finished game four going 0-for-12 and then opens up the game going like, I think it was like 7-for-7 or 8-for-8 for like 18 points in the first quarter.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. You know what I mean? Like,
didn't it look like he just ran out of gas, though? I think that's clearly, in my mind, that's what's happening.
I think
Joel is trying to carry this team, and he's not getting enough help. Seth Curry,
lot
of credit to Seth Curry. Huge. Seth Curry is so much better than I ever imagined. I have a ton of faith in his playmaking ability.
I agree.
To create his own shot,
yep.
To get that shot off with a beautiful, quick release. Like, he's good.
He's a good player, man.
And I thought he was just a, you know, like, filler.
I agree with you.
I'm thrilled with his performance. I'm thrilled with what he has become. Yeah. He is the player. He and Joel have continued to improve before our very eyes.
No question.
And then the opposite has happened across the board with everyone else.
I totally agree. Let's go to Mad Mike and King of Prussia. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Angry.
No, I'm at this point, like, Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris are frauds. They're just stealing money. And I mean, and I'm more mad at Ben Simmons, who's this spoiled, enabled little, like, protected loser that just no one's told him no. Everyone just says, oh, you're great, you're great. Oh, you want to be Defensive Player of the Year? You're awesome, you're a treasure. This guy's a bum. He's a bust of a first-round pick, and I can't wait till we trade him. The process is dead.
Well, and Mike, listen, man, appreciate the call. You know, John, there's an interesting thing here if they trade him. I mean, you brought it up earlier. It's not like other general managers aren't watching this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like we talk about, oh, hopefully they can flip him for Damian Lillard. Oh, hopefully they can flip him for Steph Curry.
No, I mean, this is shaping up really poorly for
everything
else we're going to have to throw in just to get a serviceable player.
I mean, if you follow the, you know, the thing from when they were trying to flip him for James Harden, it wasn't like Ben for James. The Sixers are going to have to throw in all these first-round draft picks and pick swaps, and that's why.
And
Matisse, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's the idea of just dumping Ben's not going to be as easy as people think. And the crazy thing is, he actually can contribute and help. And we know he's part of the reason why they're in the fight. I mean, last year they get swept without him. He does contribute, but just not being able to give you more when you need it is incredible. The fact that he is not only stagnated offensively, he has regressed. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. His free throws are just a complete embarrassment. And the fact that he carries himself with an air of, you know, haughtiness of, well, I'm Ben Simmons and you're not. I'm great and you're not.
I'm an all-star.
I'm an all-star and most aren't. Like, I don't know, man. I thought a lot about Donovan after the game because Donovan took a lot of heat in this town. Some of it deserved, some of it not deserved. Donovan did an awful lot more for the Eagles than Ben Simmons has ever done for the 76ers.
Won a lot of big games, Donovan.
He sure did.
Donovan won a lot of big games. He lost a lot of big games, but he won a lot of big games.
And he was skewered. He was skewered in the midst of those big games. You know how much support Ben has gotten from this fan base?
I agree.
Even yesterday when he was clanking 10 free throws,
yeah,
people were encouraging toward Ben Simmons. That needs to end.
The whole thing
is... This no longer works, clearly.
It's a disgrace. Look, 215-592-9494 to react to it all. Also coming up, an incredible series of facts about the Sixers' collapse. Stunning numbers. We'll tell them to you next. Phone calls all show. Listen, I can't believe we're here at down 3-2. I really can't. I can't believe they're in this spot. But they're in this spot because Ben and others just haven't done their job. And Tobias, weak, man. He had a really good regular season. I had started to believe. I really had. And now he's turtled up in the playoffs. And Doc Rivers, man, he's going to have some serious explaining to do if they lose this series. Because he not only defended Ben and, as a caller said, enabled him. And he's right. Doc Rivers also chastised all of us as Philadelphia sports fans. What a freaking joke. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.